The Winter Paralympics got underway today in South Korea. This time, the two Koreas did not march in together for the opening ceremony. Still, today was significant because it was the first time for North Korea at the Winter Paralympics. The South made its debut back in 1992 in Albertville, France. Reporters Jason Strother tracked down one of those first South Korean Paralympians in Seoul.
Yu In-sik's shop is filled with motorized wheelchairs in various states of disrepair. He fixes these, as well as scooters and other orthopedic equipment for persons with disabilities. The 55-year-old also makes adaptive sports gear, like outriggers, skis for people who don't have full use of their legs. He brings out the pair he uses when he hits the slopes. When Yu was a teenager, his right leg had to be amputated from the knee down due to a tractor accident. He says it crushed his dream of becoming a career soldier in South Korea's military, like his dad. But Yu says sports, especially skiing, gave him back his confidence, though it didn't come easy.
그러니까 이제 이거 다리 벗고 그 눈에
He says when he went skiing, he'd take off his prosthetic leg and leave it at the bottom of the mountain along with other people's ski bags. It scared children, and he was asked to wrap it up in a plastic bag. One time, a janitor threw it away. Yu says he asked the ski patrol for help getting it back, and the cleaning crew scolded him for just leaving his leg around like that. That was an accident, but Yu says other times, back in the 80s, he felt like he wasn't welcome on the mountain at all. I'd take a five-person chairlift that the ski patrol would use, but once they saw my missing leg, he says, they wouldn't even sit next to me. They'd say, oh, I'm sorry. I guess they felt I was bad luck. I wanted to earn their respect, so I started training more. Yeah, they hurt me, but it pushed me to work harder. All that training paid off, and not just in skiing. Yu qualified as a power lifter for the 1988 Summer Paralympics in Seoul. Yu says he looked forward to representing his country in the Winter Games as well, but South Korea had never sent athletes to those Paralympics before. Then, in 1992, Yu got his shot in Albertville. He and another South Korean skier qualified for the downhill race. I ask Yu how it went. I still feel bad about it, he says. We weren't prepared. I didn't even have the right skis for the downhill. I felt athletes from other countries were just laughing at us. We'd flown in the night before and only had 3 hours of sleep ahead of the competition. But at least I did better than the Japanese skiers. Yu went on to compete again in Lillehammer and Nagano. And now, nearly three decades after his Winter Games debut, 36 South Korean Paralympians will be competing in Pyeongchang. I caught up with Min Byung Sok at a gym for the elderly and persons with disabilities in Seoul. He's an alternate on South Korea's men's wheelchair curling team. Min says he's looking forward to cheering on his teammates, and he hopes others will too. He says most South Koreans don't interact with people who have physical differences. There's still a distance between persons with disabilities and those without, he says. He tells me that he hopes the Paralympics can help narrow that distance he still feels. A pair of skis rest against the wall of Paralympian Yu In-sik's workshop. On weekends, he still heads out to the mountains. Yu says after all these years, he no longer thinks the Paralympics can really change perceptions, but in some way, that's okay. He says he feels attitudes towards persons with disabilities in Korea have improved, even without the games. He says, when I ski now, people cheer me on and clap for me. They tell me how good I am. I feel I'm really treated equally now. I still get looks, but I think it's because they admire what I'm doing. Yu adds now, when he leaves his prosthetic leg behind, he doesn't have to wrap it up in a plastic bag anymore. For The World, Jason Strother, Seoul.